Habit 2. Surrender control. Surrender to what is. Let go of what was. Have faith in what will be. Sonia Ricotti. It was the worst case of the stomach flu I'd ever experienced. After being awake the entire night, I managed to make my way to the living room couch where I collapsed in agony. With Scott away on a business trip and my family living several states away, there was no one to come to my rescue. Normally, I would have worried about how Natalie and Avery, then ages 8 and 5, would be cared for. But the only thing on my mind was how I would survive the next wave of nausea. Suddenly, two bright, smiling faces with morning bedhead hovered over me. "Don't worry, we'll handle everything," the big one consoled. "Handle everything? They can't even pick up dirty underwear from their bedroom floor," I scoffed to myself, fearing how the next 24 hours would play out. I closed my eyes, planning to rest for just a few minutes, but woke up hours later. Surrounding my lifeless body were teetering stacks of nearly folded laundry. Next to my head was a metal cookie sheet acting as a hospital tray. It held a large ice water with a straw and 3 saltine crackers on a pristine white napkin. The girls appeared before me both fully dressed. Natalie sported a ponytail and Avery had managed to comb the front of her hair. The back of her head resembled a mound of dryer lint, but I wasn't judging. I was wearing pillow marks on my face and 2-day-old pajamas. The kitchen timer began going off. Were they using the oven? I panicked. "Don't worry, Mama. We made lemon poppy seed bread," Natalie assured me, as if 2 small children baking bread was a routine thing around here. "And we cleaned up our mess when we were finished," she added, as if reading my mind. Thinking I was surely dreaming, I struggled to pull myself up to peer over the top of the couch. With an oven mitt on each hand, the girls were admiring a grossly misshapen loaf of bread as if they'd just produced a bar of gold. Within minutes, they congregated at the kitchen table with thick slices of steamy bread slathered in butter. Engaged in critical baking evaluation, they quickly forgot about their sickly mother balled up in the fetal position.